The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, all you country folks out there, surviving wherever you may be. This is your country folk in northern North Dakota, James Kelso, host of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And we'll be together for 2 hours today from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 5 my Central Time, talking about our namesake, Donald John Trump, and the phenomenon that he is, and that the movement he created, the MAGA movement, is, of which all of you are part and parcel. And I think we've got another, let's see, giving you the executive summary of what has gone on since we met up last week. Did I give the date? It's 2/20/22. It's pretty good. February 20th, 2022. It has been a good week for the MAGA movement, for the Trump movement, for patriots, since we last met up here in the Trump Clubhouse. That's the short summary. And we'll elaborate over the course of the next 2 hours. But on all the fronts that we are fighting upon, we've made excellent progress on the scamdemic, big progress on the immigration invasion, big progress, not in stopping, when I say big progress, not in stopping the immigration invasion, but on exposing it. The same is true of the scamdemic, exposing the scamdemic. Donald Trump has made big progress in locking up the 2024 nomination, which drives our enemies to distraction. Maybe their central mission right now is to make that not happen, and they have utterly failed at that. So we can go on down the list of things near and dear to our hearts. And in this last week, I can't recall a single of the 7 days in which I've been in despair because we're losing badly on something. No, we've made steady gains all week, some spectacular gains. Here's another front. Now, this one may be the most worrisome at the moment. Donald Trump, we know, is the peace president. He was for the 4 years of his presidency. He was for the preceding year of his candidacy, and he remains the peace president. And on that front, we have much to worry about, because our enemies, of course, they are the warmongers, our enemies being the communists, aka Democrat Party, and their collaborators, the rhinos. Those two groups are the warmongers. They never met a war they didn't like. The John McCains, the Mitt Romneys of the Republican Party, the Bushes. And then, of course, every Democrat. Is there any Democrat who's not a warmonger? Tulsi Gabbard, who putatively, ostensibly, is a Democrat. She's a military veteran. She is a peacemaker. But she's the odd man out in the Democrat Party. And she's the first to say that. She doesn't want anything to do with those creeps. And she ought to become a Republican. So, but in any event, there are a few such misfits in the Communist Party who don't belong there, like Tulsi Gabbard. They're all warmongers. They all drool over the possibility of, well, what are they? What is a communist? A communist is a chaos merchant. And what's the best way to sow chaos? War. Nothing does the job better. So what do we have going on right now? Well, we'll talk about a little about this, and I'd like to hear your wisdom on the matter. We have the communists in America threatening every American with war. And we're talking about war with I believe Russia has more nuclear weapons than any other nation on Earth. They certainly have plenty, but I believe it's the most extensive nuclear arsenal in the world. You really don't want to start a nuclear war with someone like that. A nation with whom we should, in fact, be fast friends, great allies, and defending each other against the actual enemy of both the Russians and the Americans, the patriotic and Americans and Russians, which is the Communist Party of China. They are the enemies of all of civilization. They are the enemies of planet Earth. They are the most wicked people in history. Well, so we'll talk about this. It's Joe Biden's effort to start a war. It's pathetic in Ukraine. Now, and on that front, so far, it looks as if Joe Biden is failing and is not getting the war he wants in Ukraine. So that's one front on which there have been some things that have been of concern this week. All righty, so that's kind of sets the stage here for what we might talk about today. I want to introduce a subject before I forget to do it, before I go 2 hours without mentioning this, and then after I click off my microphone at the end of the show, kick myself down the stairs, muttering to myself, what? Kelso, why don't you shut up? You forgot to tell the audience the main thing you wanted to tell them. Okay, here it is. The main thing I want to talk to you about, and I would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. I'd like to hear from you on the subject of, here's what I'm about to address, the magnetic doors. You know what? I ought to have a Doors song available for playing at that moment. The subject is the magnetic doors, and I'd like to hear from some of you who've never heard of the magnetic doors. I'd like to hear that. If you've never heard of the magnetic doors, and then I'd also like to hear from you, some of you who may know more about it than I do. What are the magnetic doors? I thought you'd never ask, Kelso. The magnetic doors are the Columbus doors, which are on the east entrance of the Capitol building. They were most recently reinstalled. They were moved installed on the new east facade of the Capitol building in 1961. This becomes pertinent when I asked about the magnetic doors. 1961. So they were installed in very much current times during the Cold War, during a time of very acute nuclear and war awareness in America, defense alertness. 1961, remember, Cuba Missile Crisis, John F. Kennedy. These doors had originally been installed in 1873, I believe. Let me find my notes here. What happened to my notes? They were installed in 1871. They were cast in bronze in Munich, Germany, and shipped to the U.S. during the Civil War. And they had to wait to 1871 to be installed. Now, get this, folks. I want you to get the picture. These are giant bronze doors depicting the life and achievements of Christopher Columbus. So you can imagine tremendous tableaus. I don't remember myself studying or looking at the Columbus doors. I don't think I've ever been through the Columbus doors. They weigh, get this, 20,000 pounds. 20,000 pounds. How much does your car weigh? About 4,000 pounds? I think that's actually a good size pickup, is 4,000 pounds. They weigh as much as five big cars. These are not your grandmother's doors. These are big doors, heavy doors. You don't just open them up. You don't just swing in the wind. They aren't held shut by a lock set you could buy at Ace Hardware. Can you imagine that, those of you out there that are more mechanically inclined who've ever hung a pair of doors, that meet in the middle, by the way, that don't actually have a full door frame around each door? Can you imagine the hinges upon which these doors move? We're talking massive, folks. 20,000 pounds. The doors in your house might weigh 40 pounds. So, and they have big hinges. Now, the magnetic doors, what am I referring to there? At the top of these doors, this is how you get into and exit the Capitol, is through these Columbus doors. This is how the crowd that was ushered in to the Capitol on January 6th, this is how they entered and exited. They entered through the Columbus doors. I'm not so sure about the exit part, but they did enter through the Columbus doors. How are these doors secured? How are they operated? Folks, you're going to have to visualize it in your mind's eye. Visualize at the top of those doors, in the frame in which they're set, giant, hugely powerful electromagnets. That is magnets that are the kind of magnets, an electromagnet is the kind of magnet you see in a junkyard that can easily pick up an entire car and flip it around and then drop it utterly securely. Or they can pick up a cargo container with 20,000 pounds of stuff in it and a dock, pick it up like a toy off the deck of a freighter and deposit it on the dock. Electromagnetic locks at the top of each of these doors. Now, here's the key, folks. And these locks are, how are they set off? Is there like a little switch or a little button on the inside, a little red blinking button on the inside of them? You press the little red button and the doors open? No. Remember, these were set, reframed and reset in 1961, Cuban Missile Crisis. These doors are nuclear bomb proof, ladies and gentlemen. These doors are built to withstand army tank assault. They're operated by a control booth, which itself is behind locked, magnetically locked doors. And a person or persons in that control room with a video view of the Columbus doors has to actuate, has to deactivate the magnets on the doors if anybody's going to open the doors. Now, I'm going to go into this at length because, folks, why is this so important? What are you talking about, Kelso? Somebody, you know, this took a year to come to light. Somebody, one of the people falsely imprisoned by the communists in the Washington jail, pointed out this person has served in U.S. embassies around the world where he has experienced the use of magnetic security, high security doors. And he makes the point that if you hooked up a truck to the handle of either of these doors and burned rubber trying to open them when they're closed with their magnetic locks, the doors would not budge in any way. The bumper of your truck would, in fact, detach from your truck. You might go through the windshield of your truck. Depending on how stout a chain you hooked up to the doors. They're not moving. They're not opening. How does this become important? Because we now have the question that every Republican in Congress and the Senate must be asking every single day until we get the truth, which is who the hell opened the Columbus doors on January 6th? Who the hell opened the Columbus doors on January 6th? Who thereby invited in all the people who came in through the Columbus doors with federal agents, FBI agents, waving people in? We know that the FBI agents and other assets of the FBI were waving people into the Capitol, but not until this week did Kelso find out. And thank God that somebody out there knew this, that this information got to us. This is, as Alex Jones says, it is an info war. And by withholding information, that's the enemy's, one of their strategies to defeating us, defeating our world and destroying Western civilization. But somehow this fact got out that those doors are controlled by huge magnetic locks that cannot be breached. Somebody, I remember I used to chant this with Alex Jones at rallies, 9/11 was an inside job. Well, 1/6 was an inside job. Somebody in the control booth in the Capitol on a signal opened the damn doors. Proof of an inside job. Oh, here they come. The doors of perception. We'll be right back.
Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. Can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. A man is, and that was brilliant by our engineer. That's what you're getting for your money, folks, when you contribute to the Republic Broadcasting Network, created by the late great John Stadtmiller. Keep it going, folks. Let's break on through to the other side. Really brilliantly done. But the engineers are so much better at this stuff than we lame hosts are. Anyway, those were the Doors. I tell you, Doors songs that I connect to. They went to UCLA. They lived in Venice Beach. I lived in Venice Beach. They lived in the Morrison Hotel there in Venice. I actually, for a while, was shacking up there in that same hotel. And I didn't think of that when I said I ought to have a door song. I'd forgotten. Break On Through is their debut first song on their first debut album in 1967. Can you believe that? And yes, how did Patriots break on through to the other side? They didn't break on through. The Doors were opened by the most cooperative FBI agents who set up the false flag operation. Now, in the video that you're going to see. Now, this is another theme that we'll talk about today. And this is something that every single Republican must be insisting upon every single day. They must preface every single speech they make with this. Where's the damn video, Nancy? Release the damn video. They apparently have, is it 14 or 12,000 hours of unreleased video that shows every second from a dozen different angles of the Columbus doors. We want to see exactly what happened. And all you Republicans, grow a pair, Republicans, now. This is a war you must fight. You must get up. You must gesture. You must raise your voice. You must pound your fists on the podium. And you must demand. You must use every method at your command. Demand that video, because the truth is in that video. And you haven't demanded it. Grow a pair. Get rid of Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell needs the heave-ho. Get rid of Kevin McCarthy if he doesn't grow a bigger pair. And then get your heroes like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz. Get those real patriots, Marjorie Taylor Greene, get those people out front. The people who have the balls to visit the D.C. jail, to visit the wrongly confined people, completely denied all due process, all legality, just denied. People who, pre-trial confinement for over a year under torture conditions, deprived of counsel, deprived of contact with your wife, husband, or children, and family, parents? What the hell? In the USA? I don't think so. This should not be countenanced. This must stop immediately. And we must hear expressions, words like, not my honorable, my esteemed colleague. To hell with esteemed colleague. There are no esteemed colleagues in the damn Communist Party. We need to hear words like, damn it, from the podium in the House and Senate. We need to hear strong language from strong men and strong women whose country and civilization is being destroyed, gutted, leveled, torched. This is the end of civilization. Where's the video, Nancy, you piece of work? Now, that video shows, let me give you some more detail, folks. You're very smart. Smart people have vivid imaginations. So you can see in your mind's eye the scene that I can't show you through video because I'm not on TV with you. I'm just over the air. But visualize this. An FBI asset walks up to the doors. This is before the good patriots were invited into the Capitol as part of the false flag setup. One of these FBI assets walks up to the doors and tries to open them as the prelude to doing just that, inviting everybody in, as many people as they could sucker into walking in to their Capitol, which I've walked into. It's no big deal. You walk into the Capitol. You walk around in the Capitol. You walk into the gallery. I've been in the gallery of the House and Senate chambers. I've walked it through the rotunda where all those people walked. It's no big deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tourist activity. Millions of people have walked across the rotunda. In fact, when I walked across the rotunda, there weren't even any velvet ropes restricting your motion in the rotunda. You could walk around anywhere you pleased among all those magnificent paintings, painted by actually a cousin of mine. Patriot paintings all over the walls, priceless paintings that were not touched, damaged, hurt, or spat upon by any of the patriots in there who love those paintings and love that rotunda. I'll be right back with more of this. What was that FBI asset trying to open the door? What happened next? You'll be interested. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
He didn't say much.
He was kind of quiet and shy.
We lost Don in Arizona. I apologize. Don in Arizona, call back. Sorry to make you wait so long. And I'll put you on as soon as I see you coming back onto the call board here. A little personal story from my life. When the doors of perception were writing Break On Through, 1967, they were practicing in the little town where I grew up, Pacific Palisades, California. And I know I've known this, but I didn't know where the, I'll read it to you, a good description. Not only did Robbie Krieger's parents, Robbie Krieger, one of the members of the band, allow the Doors to practice in their family home in Pacific Palisades, Stuart Krieger also generously bought Ray Manzarek, he's their keyboard player, his Fender Rhodes piano bass. For a band without a bass player, this instrument was at the core of the Doors' sound. And I got this. This is Stuart Krieger, the dad, also promoted the importance of mental health. Later on, he would reach out to Jim Morrison about his alcohol abuse. But anyway, a little Palisades story there. You know, funny, strange, you know, it's a small world. I don't know. The Palisades is a small town, so I don't know which street the Kriegers lived on. But I guarantee you, I delivered a paper there. I hung out there. I must have passed Robbie Krieger at the Mayfair Market there in the Pacific Palisades, 500 times. But in any event, let's go to the FBI asset looking up. He tries to open the doors, the Columbus doors. They don't open. Of course they don't open. They open inwards. So you see him in the – somehow a little piece of the video – I don't know how these pieces of video are escaping the clutches of the Wicked Witch, Nancy Pelosi. But somehow this video has made it onto the internet. Maybe there are some tiny number of good people somewhere in there who are leaking out little smidgens of the truth. Anyway, there's this person from the inside is looking up at a surveillance camera and is talking to the camera. Pulls on the door and it doesn't open. And is acting very professional and normal, like, oh, okay, I'm on the inside here. I belong here. In other words, I'm part of the inside job. The door doesn't open. So the person at the door is clearly signaling to one of his confederates, one of his fellow FBI assets, open the door. Open the door. We're letting them in now. And then the person then goes back and tries the door again after speaking to the confederate on the surveillance system, and the door opens. And then a little later, the other door opens. In other words, somebody in the control booth hit the magnet release, and it's very, very sophisticated. I'm going to read you an article about it in a moment. And the door is open. Nobody, there is no so-called breach. There is no break on through to the other side. Nobody broke through. People were ushered in, and there are many videos, many moments in the video where we see the assets, the people that were on the inside. Now, not every police person, FBI, Capitol Police, or other, was in on the inside job. They don't need that. But there are key people. You can see Ray Epps is right at the front. He's an FBI asset. He's coaching people who are probably, he's suckering into going past the barriers. That's his job, is sucker good people like you to go into the trap. Come on, go in. Come on, let's go. There's the FBI guy at the top of the scaffolding. What's the nickname for this guy? It's is it Tower Guy? Somebody help me with this. A nickname has come for this guy that hasn't been identified, but we have clear pictures of his face. And for 90 minutes, he's up there with a giant bullhorn yelling at everybody, keep moving, keep moving. We're in the Capitol. We're going into the Capitol. Keep coming forward. Keep moving. 90 minutes he does this. And he's got a whole team, professional, obvious team of obvious agents around him, bringing moving people forward. And the people down below, they were having this wonderful time of their lives, listening to President Trump earlier in the ellipse, and they're in a happy mood. Now, this is something I was not in the military, so this is a new term for me, but now I'm just thinking about it more. Several of the military people that were there, former military, said, there's something we learn that's the key to survival and success in a fight. It's called situational awareness. Now, all these happy, celebrating people coming down the mall were situationally unaware, overwhelmingly so, unaware. They're having the time of their lives. This is a glorious moment, a tremendous celebration of freedom by maybe as many as a million of us on a cold January day. So if you have organized false flag underway, the guy up on the tower guy with a bullhorn, he's directing people. He's like Ray Epps, tall, his head ahead above everybody else, commanding deep voice, go forward, move forward. We're going this way, folks. We, right. He's an FBI asset. Yeah, we, right, Ray, you piece of garbage. Keep going. We're going forward. Move this way. Go that way. And then Ray Epps is strategically removing barriers. His Confederates are removing the don't trespass signs so that the people who walked in had no idea there were no trespassing signs up because they had been removed by Ray Epps and his FBI buddies. And then another one of those buddies, all of this coordinated, all hidden by Nancy Pelosi, all hidden by Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, and there were these other pieces of garbage. The doors, the Columbus doors are open. Now, folks, this is key. This is very key. It's much more convincing. It's much more case-closed evidence than the removal of the barriers by Ray Epps and his buddies, than Ray Epps on video saying, we're going into the Capitol tomorrow. Those magnets were opened by an insider. They had to be opened by an insider. Who was that insider? I want that person subpoenaed. Come on, Jim Jordan. Well, I don't need to admonish Jim Jordan, but do we have to wait until Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz regain control of the House until these people are subpoenaed? It may be all over by then. By November of 2022, it may be over. We may not have 9 months in which to work. But these people, Ray Epps needs to be subpoenaed. Tower Guy needs to be subpoenaed. Columbus door guy needs to be subpoenaed. And it was a team of people. Those doors are not opened by one guy. That's why one guy is looking up the surveillance camera saying, hey, come on, open the doors, open the doors. We've got these people now. They're out on the other side of the doors. We need to get them in now. Open the doors. Come on, let's open the other one. Come on, let's open the other one. These people were committing. Okay, what's the crime they're committing right there, folks? All of those people from the director, Christopher Wray of the FBI, on down, every single one of them, T-R-E-A-S-O-N, with an exclamation mark, treason, treason, capital treason, pardon the pun, which is intended, capital treason, and that's the punishment specified in the U.S. Code for traitors. They were committing treason. Planned treason. They need to be rounded up. They need to get a fair trial. Have as many attorneys as they would like. Have as much discovery as they would like. And then they need to be convicted of treason. And the appropriate penalty needs to be imposed. The greatest treason in the history of America. Greater than any other treason you've ever heard about in the history of America. A treason that threatens your freedom, the freedom of your children and your descendants forever. The end of America. The end of Western civilization. The end of truth. The end of honesty, of decency. The end of the Bill of Rights. The end of the American way. And the descent into slavery and death. That's what you did, Christopher Wray, and James Comey, and Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page, and Joe Biden, and Nancy Pelosi. All traitors. They are hiding. This is an act of treason. Hiding this evidence is an act of treason. But the people that opened those Columbus doors, and that had to be planned. Think, folks. Use your brains. Think. 20,000-pound doors. Solid bronze. They were not opened up at the discretion of some first-year probation police officer. They were not opened by some person wandering around. Those doors are locked to withstand a tank, to withstand artillery. They were opened by top-level authority on command from top-level people, the people commanding the Capitol Police, Those people committed treason. Now, I'm just making this point. I'm opening the show with this, and I'm going to read you a couple articles on it that enlightened, opened my eyes to the treason that took place. But we need to focus. This, I'll make an analogy here. Oh, we dropped, Don dropped again from Arizona. Don called in. Don, please call back. I'll get you here. And in fact, the engineer, if Don calls again, just interrupt me and put Don on the air. My blood was boiling so much, I wasn't seeing straight to see Don's name there on the screen. I'll make an analogy here to how these things, why one thing can be absolutely essential. What the communists are doing right now to all of us, you all can relate to this instantaneously. It's very hard to do a radio show now. In some ways, it's very easy because there's so much to talk about. It's more than ever before in the history of anything any of us have ever experienced. But that's also the problem. That's what the enemy is doing. They're throwing everything at us all at once. And it's more than people can handle. That's what they're counting on. The average person out there, you in this radio audience, you're not average people. You can handle, you can keep eight balls in the air at the same time. But the average person can't. And they are going to shrug their shoulders and maybe give up or go limp. That's what the enemy is doing. That's where a key single issue helps focus our resistance. And I'll make an analogy to what occurred on 9/11. Remember 9/11? They threw everything at us. Remember they had an anthrax attack that day? Remember that? The anthrax? They kind of swept that under the rug, didn't they? The same way they swept the so-called pipe bombers at the RNC offices and the DNC offices. That just kind of went away somehow. The mysterious pipe bomber that the FBI isn't even interested in. They can't possibly find this person, even though they have the so-called bombs in their possession, even though they have unlimited visit. Let me tell you, folks, in Washington, D.C., if somebody walks, if you are on anywhere you go in Washington, D.C., you're on 10 cameras. You are on candid camera when you are anywhere in Washington, D.C., and microphone. So if somebody's walking to put the so-called pipe bomb on January 6th, which was located and identified a couple of minutes before the doors were opened. Gee, funny coincidence. And they're not even interested. They know who that person is. They've got video of that person. And I'll tell you what, they're not having to research the question. He's probably one of their guys or gals. But let me make a comparison here. 9/11, they had anthrax attacks. Those kind of went away. They had this, they had that. They had the Pentagon. They had the Twin Towers, Tower 1, Tower 2. But then they screwed up. Then a key single event, a key screw up by our enemies. Building number 7, World Trade Center, WTC 7. Yes, they screwed up. Now, this is what they count on. This is now receding into the past. Even though over 3,000 architects and engineers have banded together at architects.ae911truth.org. Or is it .com? See, I've even forgotten now. ae911truth.org or com. They'll both bring up the website. We've got it on film in the same way that we have the Columbus doors on film. The same way we have the 2020 steal theft of the election. That's one reason all those people, those almost a million people were in Washington, D.C., was to stop the steal. Which the pathetic, spineless Mike Pence didn't have the balls to do. And the spineless, pathetic Supreme Court, so-called putative Republican nominees, new members, did not have the balls to do. Barrett, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh. Yes, Donald Trump has standing before the court to contest election fraud, to contest impropriety, violation of federal law, and in the conduct of Pennsylvania and Nevada and Wisconsin and Georgia. Grow a pair, Supreme Court. Defend your civilization.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine.
Hey, and we are at the bottom of the mine, folks.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts.
There's a light up above. We'll be right back.
They'd breathe their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. I went through life. And I'm appealing to Don in Arizona. Please call back, brother. So let's resume the narrative here. Let me go to an article, and then I want to get to Donald Trump here soon enough and get to his website, donaldjtrump.com. That's where we find Trump news. Also on Gab, I'll go to Gab in a while because Gab does the best job of keeping up with our president, at least until the president's own new social network opens, which is truthsocial.com. You want to go there and get an early registration in. It doesn't do anything for you in particular, but it does let our president know that you're out there and that you're ready to go on truthsocial.com. Just, you know, give your email address and so you'll get notifications and so on. Devin Nunes, the great congressman from California, has retired as from his position as a California congressman, U.S. congressman, in order to head up Donald Trump's truthsocial.com. This is, as our leader says, huge. It is huge. I don't know what all the president's going to have in there, but there will be, I'm sure, streaming media. There will be posting. There will be social connections. You know, everything he can put in there. I'm hoping there will be a publishing house in there. Everything, A to Z. The media that we have lacked. The Patriot media that we have lacked. Now, this Republic Broadcasting Network, this is the kind of Patriot media we have needed. But Donald Trump takes things. This is a good idea. What we this radio show, I think, it's a good idea. But we need to go huge. Huge, Mr. President. That's what we need. We need a million people in Washington, D.C. We need 76 million people voting for you. We need you huge. And we need your rallies. Oh, my gosh. Now, by the way, update. I don't see any new events scheduled at DonaldJTrump.com. So no new Trump rally is scheduled at which you can attend. However, be there or be square at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida, coming up in just a few days. I think registration is Wednesday night. Less than 4 days from now, you'll be able to register at an event where Donald Trump will be present there in Orlando, Florida. I'll go to that before the end of the show, because if you can get there into Orlando at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, you need to go. There are usually 10,000 patriots at a CPAC annual conference. So there will be more than that this time. You can be sure of it. Donald Trump will be speaking. And here come the doors again. And we're going to break on through to the other side right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.